So I think the easiest way to think about it is a kitchen hood, right? So you're cooking at home, right? And if you don't have a hood and you cook, let's say you stir-fried something in the winter here, then all the smells stay in your house. And if you want to not to smell it, then one way again is to, maybe use a fan to blow that air away from you. So we thought maybe, so why don't we, so the purpose of the hood is really to remove the contaminant or the smell right at the source so that it doesn't spread out. So we do the, now, the idea though is there are constraints associated with this. So in the winter, if you turn on the, in the kitchen, if you turn on the vent and you turn, you blow maximum airflow, then basically you're wasting a lot of energy. All the heated air that you just went through the furnace, you just blow it right out because it's going to take not only the air that's in the cooking area, but it's going to take the surrounding air with it too. So the idea of the removing contaminant in an aircraft cabin is you want the source would be the passenger, right? It could be perfume that you don't like the smell, among other things. So you want to remove that locally, but you do not want to take too much air out because, as you know, the aircraft is pressurized in at altitude, and that pressure air comes from basically the engine. And when you do that, you're losing thrust basically from the engine. So you have to optimize. You don't take more than what you should. So that's so our whole research program is to take out enough, just enough to remove the contaminant, but no more than what's allowed so that we are what we call energy neutral.